What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. Brad, brother, what are we talking about today, fam?
We're going to talk about windy roads. I got a quote from Robert Warren Painter Jr. Good things are coming down the road. Just don't stop. Just don't stop.
Let's get it, y'all.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Man,
what it look like, what it be like, what it do? Back in the building with my brother Brad, man. Another episode, man. We are on our set schedule, so that's why we're smiling so big, because we don't have to worry about figuring out and working out and all those things, man. We're super excited to be back in here, man. Want to shout out you guys for checking us out. We love to hear from you. We love it so much. Every time you tag us and you send us messages, you post it, all of the things, man, we really appreciate it. And shout out to all the new folks, man. I've even seen some new G's, some new group members checking out the podcast, man. This is free content that we provide. Just a little extra love, man, that we show you here at E2M, man. So, B, let me grab this comment from the comment section. This one was dear to me. Mr. Ryan Ravel. I can't read 4962 says, definitely aligned with the working for no pay, getting nabs and drink afterwards. I'm from, ooh, how do you say that? B, Uriville, South Carolina. Sorry, I'm butchering all of this. My parents will lock the door on Saturday morning and I missed some of it. And doing the hard work tonight, me and my friends had to put in the work, man. I don't know. Anyway, Ryan, we appreciate the love. Sorry I butchered that, man. But yeah, definitely the work for no pay. I think that hit a lot of folks. You know, finding out that I actually did work in the tobacco field, man. So B, let's get into today's topic, man. Windy roads. That reminds me of the country, man, just to be honest. You know, there's a lot of windy roads in the country, man.
And yes, sir.
I remember going places and you'd be going somewhere you never been before. You know, this is all before, you know, Apple Maps and and even before MapQuest, man. Cause yeah. I was a MapQuest kid, you know. That was my era where you print it out and you, if somebody made a meme, they was like, you like a pirate out there with your MapQuest.
I saw that.
So a lot of times in them windy roads, man, there's times where you wanna turn around and go back because you know what's behind you.
You don't know what's
in between you and that destination, right, man. So I think I'm in line with what you're talking about, man. So let's get it.
100. I was looking at my phone because I wanted to know how to say that city. I don't know if it's like Udaville or I don't.
It's in South Carolina. I'm not surprised, bro. There's chickpea in South Carolina. I mean, there's all kind of names, man. So
yeah, I'm used to like Jamestown,
right?
Like,
right.
You know that Madisonville. So honestly, we always know what's behind us. We all know that home is behind us when we're doing these road trips, and that's what kind of got my wheels turning about this, because just recently I was my wife and I and the kids, we packed into the truck, we got all the beach stuff ready, all the boat stuff. So we about 45 minutes from our house, my mother-in-law has a boat. We go on the boat. It's called Kinzu. Shout out to my hometown crew. They know exactly what it is. Beautiful lake. But to get there from point A to point B, it is not a straight shot. All right. It's not a straight shot as much as I would love it to be, but it's not a straight shot. It's a windy road. It's a lot of hills, a lot of peaks, a lot of valleys. And what has to happen is we can't stop once you find that bend in the road or come up over that tall peak, you know, and this applies to fitness, because how many peaks and valleys are in your fitness journey? How many times are you going to take a windy road? How many times are you going to get to a point in your life where, you know, you think you finally have a streamline? Okay, I'm finally going to reach that pivotal moment. I'm finally going to reach that fork in the road where I'm going to find ultimate success. And then boom, you know, a wall slammed down directly in front of you, or turbulence or whatever you want to call it is placed directly in your path. What do you do? You can't just sit down. You can't stop and go back if you want to progress. I was just talking about this one about momentum today. Same application. to stop something and to get those wheels turning again, it takes that much more inertia, that much more energy to get those wheels turning. But if you just keep going, whether it's a fraction, whether it's massive leaps, you keep going, you harness that momentum, you continue to progress to wherever you want to go, your destination, your goal, your dreams, whatever you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, man, totally agree with that, man. And it reminds me, you know, I'm a visual person, man. So I see somebody that's like, you know, going up this mountain and then they get into the top and then they see in the distance where they want to be. But then they look down, like there's a valley of more jungle.
Yes, yeah.
You know, that's in front of you, man. And that's our journey, man. That is what we deal with on a daily basis when we're trying to work towards something, strive towards something. You know, it could be intimidating, you know, it could be frustrating, it could be discouraging. You know, we're not shying away from you know, the real fields, because that is a thing. Like, those things are real when it comes to this journey and how we progress. And I really, I really like have a heart for people that get in the mist and want to turn around, because like we mentioned so many times, sometimes they're way closer than they even think, man. To breaking that barrier, man. Mm-hmm. But no, I really like this topic, man, because it just applies, man. There's so much, you know, when it comes to obstacles and things like that, there's so many things and so many ways to approach it, man, to tear down that wall or to keep going forward, man. So I'm loving it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you talk about tearing down walls. You have to remind yourself that there's always a way through, around, over a wall, over adversity, anything that's preventing you from where you want to be. And a lot of times when you're starting an 8-week challenge, or you're starting any of these journeys with your life, you allow yourself to have two choices. You allow you're allowing yourself to have the choice of quitting, giving up, going back home, going back to what you know, or that second choice, giving it another attempt, slamming that sucker in reverse, going back, saying, okay, this is where I went wrong. This is what I did wrong, whatever it is. Trying again, making some kind of attempt to get over that hump, get around that hump, get through that hump, whatever it is. That's how winners view walls. That's how winners view adversity. That's the only way you're going to grow, because, man, we've talked about it so many times. I always like to think of the Emerald City, man. You're going through the dense, you know, we've talked about it before, but you're going through that dense forest, man. You're going through that dense forest, and you get to Emerald City and you only realize that, oh, it's another dense forest. Now you can go back and just fight through everything that you just fought through, or you can keep going and try to get to that next Emerald City, because you never know when Emerald City is going to be actual Emerald City with the emeralds and the shiny lights and the wizards and all the good stuff, man. You never know when you're finally going to arrive at that destination.
Yeah, man. I want to kind of backtrack, man, and talk about the folks that do turn around, man, that don't keep pushing. You know, a lot of times we come from our perspective where we are, you know, that's kind of our way is to go against the grain, but you know, there's a lot of people that they're not there yet, man. Mm-hmm. And my encouragement to them is start over, man. There's nothing wrong with starting over. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with after your retreat, you know, and you're watching this and you're like, man, I was close and I could have and I should have. That's fine. That's you're still in the best place to get started, you know. And you know, Jeff talked about this pretty much heavy this week because of you know, we got signups. Is, you know, there's never a good time to start. Like, there's never a time when, you know, things are lined up perfectly. There's never a time when, you know, stars are all in, you know, just I'm about to take a step. That there's never a good time for that, man. So I want to speak to those folks, man, that are, you know, just that have failed, that have turned around. The windy road got too windy. The brush got too thick. Like, they ain't even making the Emerald City. Like I want to speak to those folks, man. Yeah. What's your thoughts on that?
Perfect timing, because that was exactly what I wanted to talk about next, because we just, what did we have last week? 4th of July.
Yeah.
So we start an 8-week challenge a day before the 4th of July. Yep. What happens is we create this image in our minds of what 4th of July is and what a holiday is and what a class reunion is and what a birthday party is. And we, okay, I got to have some cake. I got to have my drinks. I got to have my sweets. I got to have my salts. Mm-hmm. I got to have all mm-hmm. these things. So I'm going to start in 8 weeks. I'm going to start in 16 weeks. I'm going to start in 32 weeks, right? That's, mm-hmm. that's what we continue to tell ourselves. But what if that 8 week period, what if something tragic happens in your life? What if you're not able? What if you're not capable of starting in 8 weeks? What if you're not capable of starting in 16 weeks? So you talk about there's never a perfect time to start except for today.
That's right.
Today is always the perfect day to start because there's always going to be a birthday party. There's always going to be something like the 4th of July. There's always going to be that cruise or that vacation.
Yep, yep.
But as long as you're doing something, conscious efforts of putting good fuel in your body and conscious efforts of walking for 20 minutes, there's actual science to say if you walk for 20 minutes every day, you will improve your life exponentially. Just 20
yep.
minutes.
Yep.
I'm not saying that go sign up for an Ironman. I'm saying walk for 20 minutes, and I call this intentional force. Sometimes when you're telling yourself, well, I got the 4th of July. I think I'm going to hold off for another 8 weeks. You have to be intentional with forcing yourself to find another way of getting yourself to your feet and just putting in those reps. You don't have to do a full marathon. And here's where I think E2M sort of scares people away. Mm-hmm. They see guys like me jumping into ice cold yep. ponds or whatever. They see signing up and running full marathons and climbing these big mountains and doing all these crazy things. That's not what E2M is. Mm-mm. E2M is the basics, man.
Mm-hmm.
Putting good fuel in your body, going for a walk for 45 minutes every other day, doing some exercise, whether it be some jumping jacks, some squats, some flutter kicks, some planks. Yeah, are they going to be hard? Yeah, but what's happening is every time that you put yourself in these hards, everybody has a different level of hard.
Yep.
Mine? It might be a little bit higher than most, and that's why I do all these crazy things, but every time that you put yourself through that hard, what it's doing is it's reinforcing your adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
It's strengthening your adaptability. And to grow, you have to be able to adapt. And if you're not able to adapt, you're not able to grow. If you're not able to grow, you're not able to tap in and max out on a full life experience.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I found, B. And you know, I discovered that, you know, last week during signups, that is why my, you know, because I recruit a lot of people, like, you know, yeah. And I know you have too, but like, I think the reason why my personal numbers are down is because they see me, you know, bench pressing 100 and, you know, 5 pounds. They see me, mm-hmm. you know, with all the workout videos, and they see me now, and they think that is what E2M is, and I have to remind them, the people I actually get to talk to, that's not what E2M is, man. Mm-hmm. E2M meets you where you are.
Right.
You know, it like meets that. You where you are, wherever you are in your fitness journey, wherever you are in your life, wherever you are in your lifestyle. That's what E2M is, man. It's the most adaptable program ever. You know, when I get to talk to people, I can get them there, but I understand the perception. Mm-hmm. I understand, like you mentioned, you know, you had the Ironmans and the marathons and, you know, I mean, just to be transparent, man, you know, because, you know, the numbers are kind of slow. I think that's what's happening is our clientele is advancing
mm-hmm.
and they are growing and they're getting better, especially those yeah. that have influence in their, you know, the areas. Yeah. And so that them showing where they are now may be kind of turning people off or making people feel like they're not. I'm not ready for that. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not ready to go to the gym. Like, that's the first yeah. thing one guy told me. He's like, man, I can't go to the gym. I was like, bro, I did my first 3-4 rounds without touching the gym, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. you know, my first 3-4 rounds, I never left the house. It was pandemic. Like, mm-hmm. there was no choice. And I still lost, you know, over 50 pounds. And I yeah. still did this and still did that. But he didn't see all that. You know, all he saw was me going to the gym every day. He saw me on the bike, on the trail, you know, like, I can't do all that, man.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
you know, I think that aspect of it is just something we have to remember. Mm-hmm. Even for those that are watching this YouTube, man, you watching this channel, man, we, you know, we are, Brad's way more extreme. Get that, make that clear. Way more extreme. But, you know, we are a little advanced in our fitness journey, but that don't mean we can't relate. Mm-hmm. That don't mean we can't, you know, motivate you. That don't mean we can't mm-hmm. say something that applies to where you are now. And that don't mean that we're not here to get you where we are. If mm-hmm. that's your goal, you know, if that's not your goal, we're here to get you wherever that location is. Yeah. Man. So that I'm glad you brought up that point, man, because I definitely didn't notice that.
Yeah, well, I think E2M can be used as a microcosm or a blanket, however you want to look at this, but it can be used as you know, E2M in 2018, I think it started. In 2018, when E2M started, it was brand new, it was fresh. Mm-hmm. But as E2M evolved and where we're at today, I've been on the program since 2018. Where I was in 2018, where I am today is I'm making that exponential growth just by putting in those reps and coming back day after day after day after day. Mm-hmm. And that can be applied to everybody that's not on the program or everybody that's just starting the program. Mm-hmm. You know, you may be at a base level today. And if you're walking for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, that's going to get you to your next goal. But when you get for to sure. that next light at the end of the tunnel, I like to say, that light at the end of the tunnel is only the beginning of the next journey and the beginning of the next journey. Again, it's the Emerald City, the beginning of the next journey, the beginning of the next journey, and so on and so forth. But you have to convince yourself that failure is not an option. No matter what, failure cannot be an option. All right, you look failure directly in the eyes and say, listen, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be consumed by failure. No matter what, no matter what I do, no matter what kind of adversity is placed in my life, all right, I'm set out to do something. I'm going to finish. I'm going to finish this 8 weeks. Then I'm going to reset the bar. I'm going to finish that 8 weeks. Then I'm going to reset the bar. I'm going to finish mm-hmm. that 8 weeks. And you know, you're talking about these 105-pound dumbbells. That's big boy stuff, dude. That's nothing to mess around with. But you weren't doing that when you first started.
No
way.
I
wasn't running an Ironman. I never even knew what an Ironman was in 2018.
Right.
Dreaming about doing half marathons every 50 states before mm-hmm. I'm 40, 45 years old. Like that's mm-hmm. that's 5-10 years from now. Yep. I didn't dream about those kind of things.
Right.
I didn't dream about those things. But you a lot of people use time. They use time. They're like, well, I couldn't get to where Dwayne is in 8 weeks. Probably not, but time's irrelevant, man. It may take you 8 weeks. It may take you 16 weeks. It may take you 2 years, like some of us, like you and me. But at some point, my dream is going to become a reality mm-hmm. because I didn't allow failure to be an option for me. Mm-hmm. Boom, period, done.
Yeah, man.
Set match, man.
Yes, sir. No, that's spot on, bro. That's fire. You know, one of the favorite sayings, man, is if you don't quit, you can never fail. You mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. if you show up every time, you can never ever fail. Because you keep showing up. You know, I take it to Rocky, man. You know, Rocky wasn't the best fighter, bro, but he always got back up.
Yep.
That's it, man. Like he always got back up. Mm-hmm. He never quit. He had a relentless, poise about him that no matter how many times you knocked him out, no matter how hard you hit him, he always got back up, man. And so that's what made him a winner. You know, it wasn't that he was the best. It wasn't that he was, you know, the most talented, you know, the fastest, the strongest. He just never stopped, never quit. And that in itself kept him from being a failure for sure.
Yeah. I want to say this because it sparked something with the whole Rocky thing. And I believe it was the first Creed movie. Mm-hmm. Right. And Adonis Creed went to Rocky and said, "Hey, Rock, I want you to train me." And Rock said, "Nah, you just don't got what it takes." And he goes, "Man, I'm physically ready." And Rock said, "You might be physically ready. You might be physically there." And Rock finally came to and says, "All right, I'll train you, but this is the first thing we're going to do." So they walk in the gym and they walk by the first ring. Adonis is like, "Hey, nobody's in that ring." Said, "All right, that's okay. We're going to go face your opponent." They walk by the second ring. There's nobody in that ring. And Adonis says, "Hey, there's nobody in that ring." So they walk by the third ring. And he's like, "Hey, where are we going?" So they get all the way to the end of the gym. What's at the end of the gym? A mirror.
Mm-hmm.
A mirror, right? He says, "You look in that mirror. That's your greatest opponent." And I mm-hmm. think that's what we have to remind ourselves on a daily basis is a lot of times we get in our own way. All right, we start materializing all these big adversities in our head or these excuses in our head or whatever it may be, and we talk ourselves out of going out for a 45-minute walk, going out and doing a circuit, doing whatever it is, because we allow ourselves to be consumed by our thoughts. Okay. We have to get our thought process. We have to get our mentality, our mindset to that winner's mentality. And that winner's mentality is, hey, one day at a time, one step at a time, I'm going to overcome anything that's going to be placed in my way. No options mentality. That's what Andy Frisella says. I'm going to find a way through, find a way over, find a way around, period.
That's right, man. Good stuff. I think that's a good one to end on, B. That's a good one to end on, man. Yes, sir. Super dope point. Definitely knows a lot of jewels dropped during this one, man. And I know the people are going to love it for sure. So let's get into this last segment. Do you know? And it's your turn this time. So let's get it.
My turn.
Do you know?
All right, B, this week, do you know what you got for us?
Hey, guys. So as we know, the Eager to Run platform is up and running. I'm really excited to drop this news. Eager to Run Lakewood 5K coming at you July 30th. Pre-registration is open now. Pre-registration is open now. They get you a t-shirt, that gets you a gold medal, that gets you a free drink at a local a brewery, that gets you exclusive access to our after party. It gets you all these goodies, but that ends 7/16, July 16. All right, 7/16, that's where we're going to be at. 7/16, that's where we're going to be at. So that's when we're going to end the pre-registration. You can still register all the way up to the date of the event, but you won't be guaranteed a t-shirt. You won't be guaranteed a medal. But if you register by 7/16, you will be guaranteed those prizes. So Eager to Run Lakewood registration is open. We're excited. This is like our inaugural in-person 5K. In-person 5K. It's our first ever. So I'm really excited about this, man.
All right, man. We're kicking it off. We want to be a part of the very first one. All the information will be located at eagertorun.com. Make sure you hit that up and get registered, man, to come out. I'll be there. So that's a reason in itself just to come, man. I'll be there, man. So
hey, we're gonna bring the crew, Dwayne. So you're gonna be there. I'll be there. Jeff will be there. Crazy T, DJ Crazy T.
Yeah, man.
The Hot Beats. Who else is gonna be there? Alicia. I think Alicia is gonna be
there. Yeah, I think Alicia is on it. Yeah, man. So we're gonna.
And we got a lot of all-star OGs rolling in, too. Cliff True. Is going to be there. Brian's going to be there. Rebecca Ard's going to be there. Man, we're bringing in the heat for Lakewood, nice. New York. Yes, sir.
I love it, man. I love it. So make sure you guys go register. Be a part of the inaugural. You can say you were at the very first in-person Eager to Run race and have a medal to commemorate it. If you get your register by, what was that date?
7/16, July 16th.
July 16th. So make sure you get it in and get it done so you can get all your things in time, man. So we're super excited about that, man. So, all right, B, man, let's close this thing out, y'all. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Please make sure you continue to share this podcast, man. Let friends and family know about it. Share this YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to this YouTube channel. We have a lot of stuff coming, man. I can't wait to release it. And make sure that you tag us in your stories, in your comment, I mean, your posts, wherever you post about it. We want to make sure that you do it there. And until next time, man, we're out of here.
Peace. See you guys.